The village of Nikolsky is remote even by Alaskan standards. From Unalaska, it takes 45 minutes in a plane, and a few more on a four-wheeler to reach the Umnak Island village, which is home to just a few dozen people. But at the moment, Nikolsky is even more isolated from the rest of the world than it usually is. It ran out of fuel over the weekend, and since then, the village hasn't had phone service or electricity. Tanya Kyle is a tribal administrator in Nikolsky. She says the village anticipated the fuel shortage and has been trying to get a delivery for months.
We knew we were going to run out of fuel probably end of September, mid-October, and we've been trying to get a fuel delivery out here, but it never happens, so this is what happens when you don't get your fuel delivery.
Both the village and the village school ordered fuel from Delta Western Fuels. Mike Poston, Delta Western's vice president for barge sales, didn't want to record an interview for this story, but he says that his company simply hasn't had a barge available for the delivery since the village placed its order. He says a barge for Nikolsky has been loaded in Dutch Harbor. It's on hold based on the weather forecast, and may leave on Monday. Dutch Harbor-based Magone Marine Service also has a barge waiting to head to Nikolsky. That barge crew was hoping to leave Thursday night, but is now waiting for the weather as well. The National Weather Service is predicting south and southwest winds ranging from 25 to 55 knots through Saturday night. Conditions that personnel at Delta Western and Magone Marine say would make pulling into Nikolsky's harbor difficult. Joseph Beckford is the superintendent of the Aleutian Region School District. He says that the community placed an order for a fuel shipment with Delta Western 6 months ago, and that the company should have known better than to wait until this late in the year to make the delivery.
I knew that they had their equipment committed to other areas, but it's a matter of, you know, kind of prioritizing things and determining what places you can get into later in the season. So I'm not sure why this order got pushed to the bottom of the queue.
Meanwhile, Kyle says that village residents are grouping together to use what resources they have most effectively.
We pretty much have everybody split up between three major areas, so they're all getting heat and water and electricity. The three places are on their own generators, and we've been supplying food to the people that are housing other people's children and other people.
Kyle says that as of Thursday morning, the village was almost out of fuel to run its water pumps, and the school district had sent packages of water purification tablets so that village residents could use water from nearby streams. But the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association arranged for the delivery of 8 55-gallon barrels of fuel oil, as well as some food, via a Pan Air flight on Thursday. Kyle says the oil will be enough to run the pump system for about 8 hours, which should provide enough water for the community until the barges arrive. In Nikolsky, I'm Charles Homans.